Choices to you. We offer a large variety of restaurants to choose from. Hot food delivered to your home or office. Whether you like Italian, Mexican, Thai, wings, or burgers, at Choices to You, we have you covered for lunch or dinner. Choices to You. Visit us online at choicestoyou.com or call 678-691-4541 in North Fulton or 678-765-8989 in Gwinnett. Eat out without going out.
Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby. Let's all go to the lobby to get ourselves a treat.
Broadcasting live from the Subaru of Gwinnett studio inside the Sonesta Gwinnett Place Atlanta Hotel, it's time for Shut Up and Eat, presented by ChoicesToYou.com. Eat out without going out, and by Priority One POS, your answer for payment processing and point-of-sale solutions.
Good morning, Gwinnett! And Flowery Branch, seeing how we are meeting with somebody from that area. Welcome. And yes, it's Thursday. You're probably going, wait a minute, this show's usually on Friday, but hopefully you all got the memo. We moved it. This is Tom Voris with Choices to You. Glad to have you all here. Also, we are so happy to have Selena with Branch House Tavern in Flowery Branch. How you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are
good.
You?
Good. You're on that phone already, probably sending out messages going, listen.
Yeah, decided I should do that.
Doing your own version of live.
Of course. Thanks for having me.
I am glad you are here. We've been working together now for over a year.
We have?
Yes, and it's been great. The food is fantastic, I got to say, and I know that firsthand. And I get to have more later because there's a bunch of it sitting over there. Yay!
Yeah, thanks to Branch House.
Yes. Okay, so as I told you before, I'm going to ask you a couple questions, and you made it very clear that you're just going to gab, and I'm like, cool.
Thank you.
First, I got to, now, and I know there's a little history with Branch House. How long has it been open?
Branch House opened under the directorship of Jim Lloyd in 2011. He bought the establishment and remodeled and branded it the Branch House Tavern because he loves to do barbecue, and many people in the community know him from his barbecue out on the streets, and he does competitions and great big outreaches across Gwinnett.
Oh, wow.
And then he sold it in 2014 to the owner who has it now, AJ.
Okay. And the recipes are all still the same from what?
Pretty much.
Yeah? Okay.
Nothing much has changed.
Well, again, it's good. It is very good. You guys specialize in barbecue, obviously.
Yes.
I had, when I went there to stop to see you one day, I ended up having the trio.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what it's called?
The trio.
Okay. I had ribs, that had pulled pork, that had brisket. And those of you that know me know I like to eat, and I can pack away some groceries. Well, I could not even finish that.
Of course. It's a huge meal.
It is. It's huge.
Yeah.
It is definitely worth every penny of it.
Right.
I mean, it's awesome.
Yeah, our prices are very reasonable,
yeah.
Comparable to maybe an Applebee's or an Outback. I mean, it's a very practical dinner-priced menu.
Yeah, yeah. And I love the atmosphere. It's a very nice place.
Right.
And I noticed there's a stage.
There is.
So you guys do events, I'm taking it.
We do. We're not just a typical sports bar where you just come in and eat and have wings, maybe beer, watch games. We do all that. But we also have events on the weekends where we have live music.
Okay.
We have our new band review on Thursday nights where up-and-coming bands on a local level can come in. Or they're booked, actually, not just like open mic, but they're booked to come in advance and display their talent, invite their friends, and tell everybody they're playing at Branch House. That's the starting to getting on the stage at Branch House.
Nice.
And then we have the Friday and Saturday night standard live music, which are people who've been established in the music industry local and have a following.
Oh, awesome. Now, and just out of curiosity, how late are you open to on Friday and Saturdays, especially with the shows,
the bands? The bands go off the stage about 12:30, 12:45.
Okay.
The bar stays open until 1.
That's important.
Mm-hmm. Very much so. Yes.
Bar.
Yes.
And being open.
Yes. 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 We enjoy having the guests stay in right up until closing because it's really a cheers atmosphere, if I can say that.
Yeah. 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 You can say that, of course. That's so.
again, so you've got, you do not open mic, but you book bands. So it's bands that are trying to establish themselves in some cases.
Correct. They just want to be on the Branch House stage.
Gotcha. And get seen.
So that's their trial night. That's their audition night. That is the night that we have $2 tacos and $5 house margaritas on Thursday. So the house is full. And then you have live music, which is a plus on a Thursday night. It kind of lets you start your weekend early, if you will.
Nothing wrong with that.
But we have entertainment most every night of the week. Tuesday through Saturday, we have stuff going on the stage. We have Tuesday night trivia.
Okay.
And half price BHT burgers, which are handmade.
What was that again?
BHT. That's short for Branch House Tavern. You might hear me say that several times through the interview.
I thought there was something. I don't even go where I could have gone with that, but all right.
It took me a long time to catch on to that, too. I'm like, what is a BHT? Oh, short for Branch House Tavern.
Oh, I'm just trying to go back.
Is it early? It's lunchtime.
It's 5 o'clock somewhere.
Somewhere.
You know, and the bad thing is I haven't even had any drink.
It's all right. Yeah. So let me tell you the rest of the week's schedule. So Tuesday we have trivia and half price BHT burgers. And then on Wednesday we have karaoke live on stage. And it's not just typical karaoke. Flowery Branch has talent. And if I could title our karaoke night, it would be Flowery Branch has talent. Because our singers come in with great skill. They come in with good musical talent. They're not just squealing drunk or, you know, just playing karaoke. And it's a family atmosphere. So you might have a family with a couple of teenagers wanting to sing, and they don't get a chance to do that a lot of times in other places. And so it's very family friendly on Wednesday nights. And on Wednesday nights, we have our pulled pork plate. Don't say that three times fast.
No, I'm not going to try it once.
For $10, it's our pork on a plate with two sides. So that's really good for $10. It saves you a couple of dollars.
Pulled pork plate.
Yeah.
Pork on a plate. I like that.
Yeah. Not as opposed to our pulled pork sandwich or pulled pork. You know.
Gotcha.
Anyway. And then, of course, the Thursday, Friday, Saturday rundown I gave you.
Yeah. Oh, man. That's awesome. So you guys got stuff going pretty much all week long.
All the time. Wings or BOGO Monday. Monday or BOGO wings.
How did you actually know I was getting ready to ask about a Monday? Because that's usually the one day.
I left it off.
So you could have said, well, I just knew that's where you were going with
it.
Yeah, no. Now, so we know what you guys do. Now, we also have some events that are coming up. Tomorrow is Taste of Flowery Branch.
Saturday,
excuse me, yes. That's
Saturday
right.
morning.
See, again, I'm already screwed up because it's Thursday. I'm so used
when
to doing the show on Friday.
Yeah, when we run a calendar, everything could be happening tomorrow. It's on paper that way.
Yeah, it all just blurps together.
Yes.
All right, Saturday.
Yes.
So you guys will be at Taste of Flowery Branch.
Yeah, AJ will be there with our head cooks, and they'll be preparing and serving probably pulled pork sliders, which are a smaller portion of our pulled pork sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
We get to have beverages. So I'm pretty sure they'll have beer this year because they're doing it in Old Town Flowery Branch.
Right.
On
Main
Street.
They're not doing it at the school. Right. That's what they did. Yeah. So that was kind of a no-no.
Right. On school property, you can't have beverages, but on the square at Flowery Branch, you can.
So, yeah. I like that.
Yeah.
And that's pretty cool. I mean, we'll be there too. Yeah. Joyce Steele will be at Taste of Flowery Branch. So please come by and see us and the wonderful folks at Branch House Tavern. What's interesting though is when you do those events, the train track's right behind you.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're sitting there talking to something, the train comes by, and then it goes.
It's muted, exactly. Completely invisible.
And that
your
train goes
lips.
For a long time.
The funniest thing that happens at the branch is when new servers call and say, I'm stuck behind the train. It happens. Every new server. And so I expect that the first few times, because you don't know till you've lived in Flowery Branch how important that is.
And how many times that train comes through.
Happens. Yes, it happens. It happens. You got to know the schedule.
It ain't once a day. I think it's an hourly thing.
Right.
Yeah, and they're definitely on time on it.
Yeah.
And you had mentioned something about the block party?
Yeah, the block party is happening at Flowery Branch, Taste of Flowery Branch.
Okay.
But it's a block party down on Main Street. It's happening on the 21st of September. It's a Friday night. They've done this the third Friday night of the month all summer long. And Branch House is the exclusive tent with beverages for that event.
Mm.
I don't think we don't serve food for that. We just serve beverages. So
that's not a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing. I'm trying to talk him into getting a food truck.
Food
Can
truck.
Can I get a show of hands? I think we need a food truck because we go out and set up the tent, the coolers, the smoker, the serving trays, and wouldn't it be great to have a Branch House truck?
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
All right, well, I'll tell him you said so.
Well, just tell him I agreed with you.
You agreed with me.
And if he's listening, AJ, I'm just agreeing with her.
Of course, and he'll understand that totally.
I did not. So don't go sending me a bill for a truck, okay?
Correct, correct. That's right. Good call.
So tell me some more about, I guess, what is what else is Branch House involved in? You mentioned something about a fundraiser.
The community, yes. I came on to Branch House about 2 years ago, and my goal in marketing was to get more involved in our community. I think that's probably what Jim's original plan was, and then AJ took it over and just built the customer base to what it is now, over 10,000 followers on our Facebook page.
Mm-hmm.
We get multiple likes, and it's pretty awesome. But I really came in with the anticipation of reaching out, going out into the community. So we are one of the official sponsors for the West Hall High School football team.
Awesome.
And also for the Flowery Branch High School football team. We go out and provide meals for the football teams pregame, which is really awesome.
Cool.
We do that just one time per season because they have a great selection of people who do that. We also get involved, like I told you, with the Taste of Flowery Branch, which is a band fundraiser, actually, for Flowery Branch
mm-hmm.
High School.
Yeah.
We are all.
Yeah, because that tomorrow is
Saturday.
Saturday. Gosh, here I go again. I'm telling you. It's their fault, the guys over there that we know microphones. Saturday. Yeah, that's the band puts it on with Flowery Branch High School.
Yeah.
That's what they did last year.
Mm-hmm. This is their, I think, fifth annual Taste of Flowery Branch.
Okay.
I'm a band mom myself, so I can so appreciate the value of the fundraising that takes place at that event.
Oh, yeah. We were talking a little bit about family and stuff just prior to getting on.
Yes.
And you mentioned that you have how many kids?
I've had 7 children. I'm down to the final 2. I've got one in high school, one in elementary school, a couple of granddaughters, and a proud mama. But I work all the time to, give them more if I can, give back to my family as well as the community.
It's always about giving back.
Right.
All about giving back.
Well, can I talk a little bit about the football season that we're on top of?
I was going to get you there, but you go for it. I'm just going to sit here and listen.
Oh, I'm excited about it because it's tonight.
That's what I was getting ready to bring up, but I was going to, throw a couple of things out. But no, I'm not going to stop you because you were on a roll.
Well, I mean,
you got that.
You're the
host. I never seen
it. It's a green Red Bull can.
It's a green Red Bull. I know. Okay.
Visuals. It's a green Red Bull
yeah,
can.
Yes.
Something's wrong with it.
I don't know. I just thought maybe it's left over from St. Patty's or something.
Oh, that was great. We won't talk about that yet. It's on the list. We have an awesome St. Patty's Day party at Branch House.
Okay. Tell us about the NFL and what you guys are doing as far as that goes. And tonight,
right.
You mentioned.
Well, on a local level, our biggest fan base comes from the Falcons and the Georgia Bulldogs. I mean, that just is what it is. Don't throw things in the studio. Don't take it personal. That's just who we cater to. It's our fan base. Tonight is our first NFL game, of course, with the Falcons in the house. And we're preparing a big watch party. We are the official location for the Atlanta Cast, the official fan club for the Falcons. Now, that's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
But you can find out more about them on www.atlcast.org. They gather in fans for their nonprofit organization to give back to the community as well.
Okay.
In my notes, which I didn't bring up here, they are tonight bringing in a guest for it's a special needs fundraiser
okay.
for children with special needs. And
awesome.
That's what I love about that organization is not only do they bring the fans together, but they give back to the community as well. So they're using the Branch House as a venue to gather Falcons fans to give back to the community.
That's fantastic.
And I'm personal friends with the owner of that fan club. They're also directly.
I'm glad you clarified that was the fan club. I was waiting for you to say the owner.
I was going to say that. No, it's the fan club. And, it's funny because people have called me and said, hey, I heard that another location was the official Falcons watch station. And I'm like, there are other bars that are officially Falcons viewings, if you will.
Right.
Those were established by the Falcons training camp or the Falcons marketing team themselves. I work directly with the fan club, who is very much supported by Arthur himself. There's a video on YouTube where you can see him praising the fan club with their Atlanta Cast hat on. So I feel confident that we're going to make strides in reaching both the fan base for the Falcons and the community. One of the things we're doing tonight at the game, or a few of the things if I can tell you, is we have game day specials. You can get a bucket of beer, that's five bottles, for $13. That saves you a little bit per beer.
Yes.
And you can get a pitcher of beer for $10, which will go a good ways.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just the beer that's pretty awesome, but you get a raffle ticket for drinking Bud Light. Let me just tell you, for drinking Bud Light, because Leon Farmer sponsors us as far as giving us donations to give away back to the community. So at the end of the game, even at halftime, we'll do drawings where we give away prizes. Maybe it's a Falcon hat, or maybe it's a Falcon lanyard or something of that nature during the game.
Mm-hmm.
And it may be that we decide at certain touchdowns. First quarter, first touchdown, we'll give away a prize.
Oh, see, I love those.
Yeah,
I love that
yeah.
where it's like unexpected and bam.
Oh, we pull a number and it's you. And you get to go to the front cabinet at our entrance. We have a display cabinet that's lighted with all the gifts there. We also had a real estate lady, Kelly, I think it's Alvarez. I'm not sure how you say her name, but it's on our website. Donated a great selection of prizes as well. So we have community people donating back for us to give back to the community.
That's good.
Bud Light, Leon Farmer, the brewery in Atlanta. It's given us a neon sign to hang for display. But anyway, so coming to watch the Falcons at the Branch House is going to be a lot of fun.
I bet.
And you won't leave empty-handed.
You'll
be full of beer, but you won't leave empty-handed.
Now, okay, so we got Thursday.
Thursday.
Okay,
this week.
Which is today.
Yes.
That, today is Thursday.
Tonight,
it's not Friday. And then, of course, we have games on Sunday with the NFL, but we also have college on Saturday. So
correct.
What else do you, what do you guys got going for those?
Oh, yay. Let me choke up on this. Hang on. More Red Bull. Keep talking.
I tell you, you drink that Red Bull real quick. I just want to remind everybody that the show Shut Up and Eat is brought to you by your friends at Choices to You. We are your local restaurant delivery service. What we do is we pride ourselves on how we take care of everybody when we when they place an order with us. We are local. You can contact us directly and get somebody on the phone. Our drivers will always have a shirt or a name tag to identify themselves, and all the food is always delivered in hot, insulated delivery bags. So remember that. That's the way we like to do it. We want to take care of everybody. One other thing real quick is, again, I want to remind everybody about the Loganville Police Department will host its 6th annual Donut Dash 5K for Special Olympics on Saturday, September 15th, which is 9 days away. Beginning at 9 a.m., the run will begin and end at Loganville High School. So please contact the Loganville Police Department to get more information about signing up and being involved in that. It's a great event. Choice to You has been involved with them for the past couple of years. And we want to see them be successful. The goal is to raise $10,000. So please, if you can, help them out. Also, which I like to bring up, and we were talking about this a little bit too, is September is Childhood Cancer Awareness Month. And our drivers, maybe not every day, but are wearing shirts that say we want to end childhood cancer in support of this. We do make donations to the Amanda Riley Foundation. Love them, and just got done with their Gala for Gold, which was just a fantastic event. And coming up, and when you look at pictures of me that I have a lot of hair now on my face, is because I get to be at the Breakfast with Santa that the Amanda Riley Foundation puts on right here at the Sonesta Hotel. So, again, please, you've got Riley Foundation, you've got Cure for Childhood Cancer, you have the AmandaRileyFoundation.org. If you can, go to one of those and make a donation. Doesn't matter how much. Let's end childhood cancer, okay? And that's what I'm going to say part on that. And I know you even mentioned that some of your we're going to have some of your servers.
Yeah,
gonna have
some of the shirts. Yeah.
Yeah. That's another thing that's great. I mean, you guys and other restaurants that we work with are willing to help support things like that.
Yeah.
It's all about family.
It is about the cause and
yeah.
to see life be better for each
I
of
mean,
us.
I have four kids.
Yeah.
So I'm not quite, I'm over halfway.
Yeah.
I'm done though.
Yeah. Well, I didn't have them all at once, you know, one at a time.
Yeah. Well, yeah, I had the first one and then there was a gap and then we had three at once. And so, yeah. But
that shut up and eat happens a lot at the dinner table.
Yes, it does. Yes.
Slogan of the household.
Yeah, that's kind of partially where the name came from. Not 100%, but you know. So recapping real quick.
Okay.
You've got the event.
NFL
tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Again, I've got to think of before I speak because I know what day it is. Saturday we have Taste of Flowery Branch.
Right.
You also have things going on all the time over there. I mean, basically, if you're in the Flowery Branch area and you want something to do almost on a daily basis, just take yourself over there.
Right. Let me tell you where we are.
Please. That was my next question. But by golly, I like this.
We are so a destination location. I mean, you don't go to Branch House unless you're going to Branch House. I'm just telling you.
I noticed that myself.
Yeah. It's not in Old Town Flowery Branch. It's about two blocks from the caboose in Old Town Flowery Branch up the back way. We're at 5466 McKever Road, Flowery Branch, Georgia, 30542, if you're putting it in your GPS. And so, anyway, but yeah, we have our website. We have Facebook.
The website again is?
www.branchhousetavern.com.
Okay, just making sure there's not like something, you know, weird thrown in there.
Yeah, BHT. Like, what is that? What is the BHT? Let me tell you about Saturday. You were talking about the Taste of Flowery Branch is happening in the morning. Well, of course, the Georgia game starts in the afternoon, about 3, I think.
Okay.
I don't have the exact time, but we'll be there for the Georgia game, and we'll have Georgia giveaways as well. We're only giving away prizes at the Georgia and the Falcon game times. However, we do have a great game day menu that'll go on so that the customers can get specials on beer, specials on appetizers, specials on meals. Every weekend we have special dinners.
Gotcha.
Sometimes, you know, salmon, sometimes prime ribs, sometimes ribeyes. So we pull stuff off the menu, stuff that's not on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
We offer on the weekends. Game day specials, the same thing. Like for the game day, we have egg rolls, Southwestern egg rolls. They're not on our menu.
Oh, wow.
They're
wow.
phenomenal. Buffalo chicken dip, not on the menu. Great with beer. So we'll have it for the game day.
Stuff like that makes you want to drink more beer.
Exactly.
But you also have a ton of TVs in there. So
I wish
if
I knew
you're
the number.
Not, and don't get mad at me, folks, but if you're not a Falcons fan and you happen to have another team you want to watch, you can go in there and watch them too.
Absolutely. I had somebody ask me yesterday, oh, you have the Sunday ticket with DirecTV. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And can we watch, one of those northern teams? Like, was it the Buffaloes or the
Buffaloes?
Somebody give me some northern team.
You had it, Buffalo Bills or the Giants or something?
Yeah, okay. I think it was the Buffaloes.
And it's the Buffalo Bills. But
that's right. Right. I'm from the South.
No, I did not know from that accent.
I'm sorry. It is what it is, isn't it? I work on it. We have a great radio voice. Martin at the restaurant, great radio voice. Me,
you're
Southern.
Fine. It's okay.
So anyway, but yeah, we have... We have the other games playing. We have
so people can go in there and watch whatever they, you know, if they got a particular team, they can go in there and watch.
Right. We're not totally selling them all out to one game.
Yeah.
Unless it's like the Super Bowl or something.
Well, yeah, that's because that would be the only game in town, so they got no choice.
However, I wanted to throw out a disclaimer here. We can't let everybody watch every game they want to, because even though we have all of those televisions, they're linked to each other. So, like, TV5 might be playing the Broncos on four different TVs, because one television's watching
it. You just got to get there early enough and make sure you put your request in, what team you want to watch, then they'll be able to tell you, okay, you want to sit here.
Right.
I've been there myself.
Correct.
I know that,
it's pretty awesome.
Yeah, but that's how it works.
Correct.
I mean, that's just, you know.
We have pool tables with TVs in the back, so if you're not one to sit down and eat and drink,
there you go.
You can play pool.
Yeah.
We have Keno. What about that?
You got it covered. This is great. Folks, Branch House Tavern, Flowery Branch. Hey, if you are in, if you're anywhere near Peachtree Industrial, just head north.
Mm-hmm.
You will almost run into, because that becomes McKever.
Yeah, we're about 5 miles north of the new Margaritaville, Lake Lanier Islands, on Peachtree Industrial.
Yeah.
If you get to Lake Lanier Islands Parkway and go north, I think it's 3 red lights.
Yeah,
it's not that far.
No, and it'll be up on your left.
It is. Mm-hmm. Can I reflect on Choices to Go and how you guys work with us?
No, Choices to You?
Choices to You. Food to Go, Choices to You. I'm looking at your shirt. It's just that day.
Sorry, it's Thursday, not
Friday. It is, right.
Please reflect.
And anyway, so you guys have been a great help to us. When I came on board, we didn't have a delivery service. And we didn't have we couldn't offer that to our customers.
Mm-hmm.
So when I met you guys a little over a year ago and we started networking together and you started bringing food to our customers, we've had nothing but great reviews.
Awesome.
The people who order from you from us for you to bring it to their home, continue to order. Sales have continued to rise in the to-go order sector because you guys are now providing services. Is it up to five? It's up to 5 miles from our venue?
Six.
6 miles. Okay.
Yeah.
So anybody within 6 miles of our McKeever Road location can call you.
Mm-hmm.
You'll come and get their food and bring it to the house.
Yep.
And the minimal charges, they can find that out on your website.
Yeah, it's all on there. It's all
yeah.
on there.
And you have us linked on your website.
Yes, we do.
So it's yeah. almost a no-lose
It's a no-brainer,
situation.
Yeah. You just go to choicestew.com, put the address in, and you'll see Branch House Tavern there is one of your options.
Yeah.
You click on it, the menu's there, you place your order, we take it from there, and we get it to you.
Yeah, we've had a great experience with you guys. I appreciate it.
Same here. We appreciate it. It's been awesome. Well, it is now 11:57, and I'm looking at you as I'm talking to you, but I can't help it. I keep on kind of like looking to the left as I see all
your
the food.
Your food's hot.
It's going, come and get me, come and get me. So on that note, I've got just a few words to say. It's time to shut up and eat.